Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Ray Dalio's book, Principles, Life, and Work, is a nonstop treasure trove of wisdom. I was recently struck by the power of this quote. People who see the tasks and lose sight of the goals will just describe the tasks that were done. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share four ways you can align your tasks to your goals so that you don't get caught in the daily pursuit of busy work and the tyranny of today. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/202. Ray Dalio's book, Principles, Life and Work, is one of those books that I just can't get enough of because it's page after page of just wisdom from someone who built a company from nothing and is sharing the principles of building that company. And this quote really stood out and has just sat in my mind for the past few days. And Dalio writes, "People who can see the goals are usually able to synthesize too. One way to test this, if you ask a high-level question like, how is goal XYZ going? A good answer will provide a synthesis up front of how XYZ is going overall, and if needed, will support it by accounting for the tasks that were done to achieve it. People who see the tasks and lose sight of the goals will just describe the tasks that were done." Wow. Right out of the gate, it's like, well, what does synthesis mean? What does Dalio mean by synthesize? And I went back earlier in the book, and he says that synthesis is the process of converting a lot of data into an accurate picture. The quality of your synthesis will determine the quality of your decision making. So people who can see goals can actually take all of the data that they have and give an accurate picture of that goal and how it's going. It's pretty interesting to think about this because a lot of times I just spend time thinking about my task. I think about what I have to do each day. I think about what I need to do today, tomorrow, and the next day. But oftentimes I don't know if I'm necessarily thinking about my goals as much as I am the tasks. And that last part really hit me. It's like, yeah, I can describe the tasks that were done, but to what end? So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share four ways to align your tasks to your goals. First, avoid busy work whenever possible. We all know what busy work is. It's that stuff that you just have to do, or the stuff that you think you have to do. Maybe it's the blog post that you think you need to write instead of the blog post that you know you need to write. Maybe it's the time that you spend on social media, the time that you think is going to lead to something, or just the work that isn't really connected to anything. Maybe it's distraction, maybe it's procrastination, but busy work is something to where it's all task, no goals. And so avoid it as much as possible because busy work can take you away from the work that you know that you need to do. So how do you avoid it? I think you just flat out need to say, call it for what it is and say, this is busy work, and either say no to it or reformulate it in a way that connects it to a goal. Second, connect every task to a goal. I like the question, what are you bringing to life? And so that is the goal. And what are the tasks that bring whatever you're doing to life? So if you have to balance your checkbook or spending time entering your expenses and revenue into your QuickBooks or something, those are all tasks that can be connected to a goal, but could also be busy work if it's not connected to a goal. If you want to get an accurate picture of your finances so that you know if you're reaching your goal of whatever your revenue goals are, if your information isn't put into QuickBooks, you're not going to know. Connect every task to that bigger picture goal so that you know where you stand. Third, invest in a system that allows you to see the big picture and the little details. One of the project management systems that I use is called Asana, and it allows me to see all of the active projects that I have going on right now. So I can see kind of the big picture, all of the projects, but then I can dive into the individual details to see what I need to do still. I don't probably spend enough time using that system, but at the same time, I kind of see the big picture of what's going on, and I can dive into those little details. The spreadsheets that I use to track my expenses and my revenue, that's one system that I use. I could probably have a better system, but for the most part, I have a few tools that I use that allows me to see where I'm at and what I need to do to get to where I want to go. But one of the things that I don't have yet is I don't know if I have a system that really keeps track of my goals. That's something that I've really been working on recently, of being able to understand what is it that I want to bring to life. What are the goals that I want to have for 2018 and 2019? And what are the little details, the small things that are going to have to be done in order to do that? By changing my focus from, you know, just tasks that I need to get done to get through the week, this changes it to, these are the things that I need to do in order to accomplish my goals. Fourth and finally, focus on the benefits, not just the features. I once went to SCORE, which is a nonprofit organization that allows you to get business advice and mentorship from retired or just people that have been in business. And what's interesting is this was the advice that often that I got about positioning myself. So when someone came to Chris Martin Studios, oftentimes I would be talking about the features, the things that they would get. But my mentor said, hey, Chris, focus on the benefits. Focus on the things that they're going to receive as a result of the work that you do for them. So when it comes to tasks and aligning your tasks to your goals, by focusing on the benefits, which are the outcomes, as well as the features, which could be the process, you are looking at the tasks and you're looking at how they impact the goals and what they really do for your business as you align those tasks to the goals. It's very much a symbiotic relationship between your action and the results of those actions. But I don't think you really have that connection and that motivation if you don't connect it to that goal. And I think that's really what Dalio's getting at, and that's really what struck me is not losing sight of the goals, so that you're just not describing what you're doing, but you're seeing the results. And I really like this idea of synthesis a lot, converting a lot of data into an accurate picture. These four areas of aligning your tasks to your goals, that's just a lot of information that will be useful to drawing an accurate picture of what you're trying to do as a creative professional and an entrepreneur. And so I encourage you to spend some time not just being busy, but being strategic and being purposeful with the tasks that you do and connecting them to your goals, so that you will reach the things that you want to do for your business, so that you can live the life that you want to live and really do the meaningful work that you are longing to do. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @cmstudios. As you may have noticed, I talk a lot about curiosity, and you might be thinking, hey, Chris, why curiosity? Well, I think curiosity is the antidote to conformity. And if you'd like to learn more, subscribe to the Curiosity Lab. Each week you'll get inspiration, connection to new ideas, and early access to some things that I've got cooking for 2019. You can sign up at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/202. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.